items, communications.
Item 1170, request of Doug Peterson to address council regarding Peterson's on Morrison remodel of parking structure.
And while they're coming up, colleagues, I just want to report that at the end of the last series of presentations, I indicated that I would have my staff meet with the folks from Peterson and orchestrate communication with Prosper Portland. That has happened, and I'm grateful for the continued communication. Why don't we read all five of the communications at the same time and have them all come up at once?
1171, request of David D. Beller to address council regarding Peterson store and parking garage remodel. 1172, request of Shaniqua Vanterpool to address council regarding how important Peterson's is to the community. 1173, request of John McClellan Conway to address council regarding Peterson's at 911 Southwest Morrison. 1174, request of Michael R. Vandiver to address council regarding Peterson's at 911 Southwest Morrison and continuing operation.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
And if you could just state your name for the record.
Certainly.
And I forgot to mention this. This doesn't apply to you, I'm sure, but if anybody testifies today who is a registered lobbyist, please let us know that. That's required. And if you're here representing an organization, that's helpful, too. Good morning,
Hi.
Sir.
My name is Michael Vandiver. I work for Peterson's just short of 1 month, 26 years. Let's talk about the stats regarding the building up at Morrison. The people that run businesses there, such as Mother Goose, have been there for 40 years. Peterson's been there for 34 years. Portland Swimwear in operations for 20 years at 4th and Alder at a parking structure, and it has moved to Morrison 3 years ago. Consider this one fact. 100 years of business in the city of Portland by three companies. That's amazing, isn't it? They produce jobs, taxes, and in our case, we also sell lottery, which those dollars go towards civic development. These buildings have vendors, these businesses have vendors in the hundreds. Employees benefit by wages, health care, and holiday pay, depending upon whether or not they are full-time or part-time. This comes to the expense of the employer. Small businesses cannot increase wages by taxing the populace, unlike city government. What does the city do for the average citizen? Well, let's use a few examples. Number one, they build bike paths on streets to make it safer for bikers. Last Sunday, for example, Dylan Rivera was on television, and he was helping decommission 18 different motorhomes that were dilapidated at the cost of the city of $1,000. Further expenses to decommission these vehicles are going to cost $2,000 extra per vehicle. Increasing low-income housing at taxpayer costs for those in need is an important thing also the city is doing. The fourth thing I was going to bring up was the 5% pay raise that the city has offered police officers to move into the city so they are part of the community. These expenses out of the taxpayers' pockets. This is the discretion of all five of you council members. Small businesses don't have that luxury. Let's get to the point why I'm here today. The city is willing to spend money on a project it deems fit to remodel the parking structure at 10th and Morrison. It's a 45-year-old building. It does need some help. So let's spend another 5% on this garage project. Reward these businesses who have paid the price for being successful businesses and allow them to stay during the construction. Notice that they're drawing on the next page. It shows 9th and Morrison westward to 10th Avenue. It's physically impossible to close all four walk-ups and elevators at the same time. The city has said that they wish to keep this parking structure viable during this period of time. They have contracts with Target, and the city needs that parking structure. So my idea is this. Keep the three major businesses in that building, move them over once part of the construction is done, and you all can do this. You can sign this agreement today stating that grandfathered businesses get to stay in the building because of their good service to the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. My name is David Beller. I'm born in Portland, a longtime resident. Went to Reynolds High School, graduated from Portland State. Lived in Hawaii for about 10 years and then moved back here in 91 and have been here ever since. I started working for Peterson's, I guess, 7-8 years ago. Prior to that, I had a year at Fred Meyer's. Got laid off there at the height of the recession because it's a large corporation. You're just a number there. Some guy who works for Kroger back east said, oh, well, we're going to cut these hours, and psh, I was gone. I went to work for Mr. Peterson a few months after that. Took a while to find a job back then. After working for him for 3 months, I became ill. I discovered I was diabetic. I had a surgery and couldn't work for over 3 months. Mr. Peterson is the kind of man who says, when you're able to come back, you still have a job here. He's also told me in the past that the people that work for him are his most valuable resource. He hires with no regard to race, religion, age, medical status. He is a benefit to the community. I'm 60 years old now. If I were to have to go look for another job, who would hire me? I have many medical conditions. I have a job, and I will continue to have a job because that's the kind of person he is, and that's the service he provides for this community. I can't think of another business where I could go to and someone would look at a 60-year-old man with various medical conditions and say, sure, we'll hire you. It wouldn't happen, but it happens here. That business has been there for 34 years. Now they want to remodel the building, and it does need help, but I've looked at the plans, and there are a bunch of tiny little spaces all along the street. And it doesn't make business sense to kick out businesses that have been successful and paid taxes for 40 years, 35 years, and replace them with a bunch of new businesses when we all know that most small businesses fail within the first 5 years, and all those spaces are going to be empty. And you're going to kick out a successful business which has paid taxes for many, many years and provided a service to the community, jobs, and a benefit to the people that shop there. It makes no sense whatsoever to close a business like that and just kick them out of that location. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. I'm Shaniqua Vanderpool. I've been with Peterson's for a year and a half now. 2 months ago, my island, my hometown of Charlotte Marley, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, was hit by Hurricane Irma. And at this very moment, my family is temporarily unemployed. And if Peterson's and Morrison has to go, that does not only affect me, but it affects my family too as well. Because at this moment, I'm responsible for providing for what they need until they get back on their feet. And there are other three stores, and if everybody, all the employees go to the other three stores, ours will be cut. And if that's the case, I don't know how long it will take me to find the next job to support my family at this very tragic time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodness. Good morning, esteemed counsel. My name is John Conway. I'm a proud resident of America's It City. I went to Lewis and Clark College. I graduated from Lake Ridge High School. In 1985, I lost vision in my right eye. In 2006, I had the eye removed. From then on, I was suffering from cataracts until about 2 years ago when I had cataract surgery. For the first time after 8 years, I was able to take on a job, and Doug Peterson hired me. I've been working for Peterson's for the past year, and going to work after being out of work for 8 years is so dynamic, so life-giving, so amazing that to describe it doesn't do it justice. But I have another tacit on this. One of the things about Peterson's and working at Peterson's that's absolutely magical is I become the first exposure to out-of-towners. There is nothing that makes my Oregonian heart burst with joy than somebody walking into Peterson's and looking around and saying, "Where's your vodka?" I take a moment and I say, "Welcome to the Proud 33rd. We don't sell vodka, but we have a lot of other magical things to show you." I get to spend a lot of time with people from out of town who've never been to our proud city. And I open their eyes to the delights and the wonders that we have to offer. It's exciting, and we're the first exposure. And not many people think of Peterson's as the first place that tourists come. The hotels are the hotels. A Hilton is a Hilton is a Hilton is a Hilton. But Peterson's is absolutely Portland and has been for 34 years. Before I worked at Peterson's, I had a different evaluation of it. It was a place where you could get soda pop and candy at any time of night or day. Now it's my workplace. I love it, and I recognize that it's a lot of different things to a lot of different people. There's a lot of history there in a city that has lost a lot of its history. How many people remember the Arctic Circle that's now Herzog Jewelers? There's a lot of stuff that this city is missing now that is going away. I went to, the jewelers on Park and Morrison. Anyway, I can't remember what the
Zell
name.
Brothers.
The Zell Brothers went first. But
Carl Grieve.
I went to high school with Jimmy Grieve. So this city has an amazing amount of history, but we're burying it. Anyway, don't let us lose any more of our history. I love this city, and I'd like to keep it as much intact as it's there. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Peterson, you can just pull the mic over if that's better.
Very good.
Yeah, it moves. I should have told.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can actually slide the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not nailed down or anything.
Okay. Thank you, and thank you for hearing us. I did this pass out. This is op-ed that I wrote for the Portland Business Journal, and it really tells the story of Peterson, so it tells a lot of it. What I'd like to talk about, you know, this is the petitions our customers have signed in the store. It's building thousands of signatures. I turned some in near a couple months ago, but it's built up to this big of a stack. I did give us complete set, the same set that's here to Commissioner Fish's office Monday. I talked to Todd Longren on Monday. My concern is Prosper Portland just wants us out. They've set it up that way, and once we're out, we're gone. I just think that's terrible that these are our customers. All these signatures are our customers. But in a way, they're your customers, too, because they're voters. That's the stack of people that have signed the petition, and a whole lot of them made comments. And if you get a chance, that set that I gave Commissioner Fish's office might be available to take a look at. And you have the ones from before. I feel like, you know, there can be accommodation for us to be there during much of the remodel. Like I have said before, the major construction's on the ends of the building, not in the middle of the block. And their intention is to keep the storefronts from some time before they start changing that. So when they say nobody can be there, it's just an excuse. They want us out. Starbucks at Pioneer Square, they were there during the entire remodel. They moved barricades and fences around, and they had big banners saying Starbucks is still open during remodel. There are ways to do that. And if Prosper Portland's saying it just can't be done, that's just, I think that's not really true, and it certainly can be accommodated. And you know, these are customers that are using the MAX line. They're stopping at that stop, which is going to be open during the entire time of the remodel. It's the major transit stop for the light rail and for the streetcar and also the library. And there should be some way to accommodate us for a while. And I want to be there when it's done. I added another store. I purchased George's Market at 12th and Stark. I've got close to $250,000 of my own money that I put into that location. And, you know, I have an interest in downtown Portland. I want to be part of downtown Portland, and I'm just being pushed out. And I need council members' help, because without the council members' help, a resolution or something to keep us there, we're gone. And I'm sorry for that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for your testimony. We appreciate it. Thank you.